If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Heroes clash, legends rise, one will win, and you decide. A blizzard howls through a shattering temple. Frost creeps along the walls as a lone figure emerges from the storm, eyes locked, fists clenched. From the other side, thunder cracks. The ground trembles beneath footsteps, not of a man, but of a monster. One is a master assassin from Earthrealm, forged in ice and vengeance. The other, a human titan, feared by armies, gods, and his own son. Cold meets fury, ice meets rage. Who would win? Welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and today we are looking at the man of the greatest amount of strength of all time, Yujiro Hanma, versus the coldest of ninjas, Sub-Zero. Today, we want to welcome to our show, he's a TikTok personality, he is the last known Alaskan, it's Dusty Roberts. Pay him some monies. It says right here on my cards. Is that right? How's it going, Dusty? What's going on in your world?
That is correct. Yes. You absolutely may pay me all the monies. That is correct. Links are in bio. Anyway. So, a little brief intro about me. Yes, I live in a little place in Alaska. Place with right now tremendous amounts of sunshine. It stays up in the sky for 24 hours, especially right now here at the solstice. I got started in TikTok here about 4.5 years ago, did it on a whim and decided to blow up, and here we are, over 250,000 followers and still going strong.
What is the basis of your TikTok? What is your niche?
This, actually, versus battles,
nice.
Video games, manga, and comic books, all that stuff. If it involves something nerdy, I'm pretty much your Huckleberry.
All right, now why did you pick today's hero?
I picked Yujiro Hanma as the opponent for Sub-Zero. First of all, because I just really wanted to see Sub-Zero get what's coming to him. And Yujiro is definitely the man to do it. He's the most disrespectful man in anime, and I've said this 1,000 times. If there was ever a man that was capable of putting down Kuai Liang, the master cryomancer, this is the guy to do it. So I'm here to rep him as the guaranteed winner of this bout.
All right. Well, before we meet your opponent, we're going to do today's Tale of the Tape. Tonight's Tale of the Tape is brought to you by the National Rutabaga Association. If you've considered turnips, maybe think about rutabagas. I don't know about you. It's your life. You figure it out. Turn it up. Turn it down. Rutabaga it is. Yujiro Hanma is the main antagonist from the manga anime Grappler Baki, which was written by Kasuki Itadaki, and first started in 1991. Sub-Zero is an ice-based assassin from the Mortal Kombat universe. He was created by Ed Boon and John Tobias, and first appeared in the video game Mortal Kombat in 1992. This matchup features two very different characters. Yujiro Hanma is a walking tank capable of staring down armies with pure hand-to-hand fighting abilities alone, while Sub-Zero is fully trained ninja assassin who incorporated his superhuman prowess with cryomancy abilities that make him one of the most deadly fighters in the Mortal Kombat universe. All right, let's meet your opponent. Repping Sub-Zero, it is our own Ray Stakanis. Ray, welcome back. How's it going? Are you ready for this?
Welcome to be back, Sam Proof. I'm
Yes, I'm feeling great today. I am excited to do this battle. Dusty Roberts is a very formidable opponent here. This is a man who has his own TikTok channel of versus battles. This is why we wanted to get him on the show. Because, you know, we've had comedians on, we've had actors and voice actors, and we've had the people coming on as well. It's about time we got another professional battler on this show in order to see what's what. I believe personally that I am the greatest in the world at versus battles, and I am ready to take the chance at being humbled today.
Yeah, I think we could see it happen today. All right. Gentlemen, if you are ready, it is time for the rules in 1 minute. Here are the rules of who would win Masters in 1 minute. There will be three timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. Two, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. Three, keep the character in character. Outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. Four, battle can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And five, after the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice in this. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won. All right, let's get into it. Dusty, as our guest debater, you are up first. We will put 3 minutes on the clock. Your time for your first point starts now.
Thank you very much. Now, let's begin by talking about the most disrespectful man in anime, Yujiro Hanma. Now, this is a guy that already as a Japanese man is an extreme outlier because he stands at a whopping 6'3" tall and weighing somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 to 265 pounds. Basically, you've got the Japanese equivalent of Dwayne The Rock Johnson walking across the field to come at your guy Sub-Zero. He is immediately going to be crapping his Chiromancer pants. There is no two ways about it. This is a master martial artist who has studied every style of the martial arts that there is in the human world. He knows it all, and if he's seen something that he hasn't ever used before, it'll take him roughly 60 to 75 seconds to analyze it and then immediately be able to use it better than you can. It doesn't matter what you use, whether it's a finger point technique or something using your entire body. Oh, and then let's talk about strength. You need strength? Yujiro's got you. This is a man who just ignores things like barriers. You got 2 inches of tempered glass. He's just going to walk through it with his face and shatter it. This is a man who, whenever he feels like he's getting a little angry, the entire room starts to shake. And let's talk about intelligence. He's recognized as one of the most tactically sound people on the planet, so much so that entire countries swear fealty to him every time they exchange leaders. There is a scene in Grappler Baki in which Yujiro talks to Barack Obama and forces him to capitulate by crushing a piece of coal into a diamond with his bare hand. That is 5,000 PSI, just in case you were wondering. Let's also talk about speed. The man dodges bullets. Period. Just dodges bullets, can move faster than human eye can see. That's around 9,000 miles per hour, as per the Army Corps of Engineers time trials. Oh, and, you know, durability? Here's also where MK is going to come up way short. Yujiro just decided every once in a while to just tank hits from people who can level buildings. Just for funsies. And then we'll stand right back up and walk up to you saying, is that all you got? This is a man who takes his time and punishes people for thinking they ever had a chance in the first place.
30 seconds remaining.
And let's not forget that one time he got struck by lightning and then just kind of held on to it while he kept walking through the field as people just stared on wondering how. And this is without even talking about how he can get even stronger than that. We'll cover that later. But bottom line, Yujiro Hanma is definitely not the guy to be messed with. And so Sub-Zero is going to really regret taking this fight. I guarantee it.
All right, Ray, that is one hell of a first point to follow. Time is on your clock, starting now.
I'm a big fan of Yujiro Hanma. I'm just going to say it right now. You just laid out exactly who this man is, exactly where he came from, and exactly what he does. And now I'm going to explain to you how he can get beat. Because Sub-Zero, first off, has been training as a little kid by Lin Kuei Clan of Assassins to be a master assassin. He's got the Shotokan fighting style. He is one of the few people in the entire world that has complete knowledge of that style. I love the fact that Yujiro does, in fact, know all of these other styles. He knows all the kung fu. I don't know if this one exists in his universe, so it might be something that gives him pause as something that he hasn't had. You know, but it uses pressure point techniques, so maybe he has heard about it, at least in a different word, maybe. But it strikes the neck area, joints, wrists, hits people where they are at their weakest. Now, Yujiro might not have a weak spot. That is something we're going to have to overcome. Those parts of the body are struck with knife hand strikes, usually resulting in some sort of a knockout due to a nerve or something to that effect. But he also knows dragon kung fu, which is a technique that quickly cripples, kills opponents. And so he has the training. He has the bona fides as far as his training from a little child goes. You know, he's got that sort of, the League of Assassins training, but perhaps heightened to a higher level because it's Mortal Kombat. Now, all Mortal Kombat characters are superhuman. Even the human ones, like Curtis Stryker, have some sort of superhuman properties which allow them to participate in the tournament, right? They have blood magic in their blood, and that their magic from their blood gets drained and gives them the power they need, because you cannot compete in Mortal Kombat unless you have those elevated strength, speed, and durability levels in your body. I mean, he's a guy who could pick up a full fighter above his head with one arm and just throw him. Lest we mention, his most famous act is ripping a full head and spine out of another person's body who has these same blood magic, right? Ripping a head out of somebody's body with the spine still intact requires at least 1 million newtons, or 101 to 102 tons of force in order to accomplish. It's not just something you can do, but he does it all the time to everybody. This is a guy who's ripped cyborgs in half before. And I only have a little bit of time left that I can see, so I do want to speak briefly about his durability as well. Yujiro Hanma tends to hit people, and then those people tend not to get up again. Or if they do get up again,
30 seconds
soon
remaining.
After do they wish that they had not. But Sub-Zero was once impaled by Scorpion's chains, let's face it, more than once, and yanked towards him. And then even then, the chain got yanked out of him. But this is a guy who can handle Scorpion's firepowers well enough. It's roughly a 3,000-degree flamethrower. Also, Scorpion's Hellfire Flame Breath Attack, wow, this is a guy who's tanked Kano's eye laser, and not even to mention the fact that he got slashed across the face by Kung Lao, and my guy, he just kept on going.
All right, Dusty, you have 1 minute to make your counterpoint, starting now.
All right, let's start off with your claim about Shotokan. That was developed in 1868 by a guy by the name of Funokashi. And Shotokan has been the kind of the Dane Cook of karate martial arts ever since. So you'll forgive me if I don't see that as a selling point. Southern Dragon Kung Fu was also developed in the Han region of ancient China, is more colloquially popular in the 18th century and has developed ever since. It's also not considered one of the ones that is characteristic of someone with a great deal of striking power. I will grant you that Bi-Han and his brother Kuai Liang, who assumed the mantle of Sub-Zero, have a great deal of test your might experience where they shatter things like diamonds. But let's go ahead and talk about what Yujiro Hanma has in rebuttal. Let's say there's a 5.5 magnitude earthquake hitting your city. Yujiro's going to hit the ground and stop it. Your 1,200 tons of force, this is more like in the kiloton range, as in hundreds of thousands of tons of force. You are not even close.
Now, you had a lot All more right. to say right there, but only 1 minute on the rebuttals. I feel like I just got saved by the bell in some ways.
It looked like that was going somewhere really interesting, and maybe we'll find that out in point number
we'll
two.
Find out there's more, I'm sure.
There's a lot of really good stuff being set up by our guest right here today, and I think Ray's got an uphill battle, literally, possibly, but we'll find out more after this break.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We're back, and it is time for point number two. Dusty, you were cut off with what seemed like a lot to say, so 3 minutes on the clock. Let's get into it, starting now.
Thank you very much. Yes, my rebuttal, I did not realize was only going to be a minute long, but bottom line that whole rebuttal is that there is no way, and I mean no way, that Yujiro has not seen both of those styles before and can neither emulate or counter them. What's more, is the instant that Kuai Liang decides to start throwing blows, Yujiro is going to know exactly what's coming next, especially since most martial arts variants have sequences of moves that flow naturally into combat, even among assassins. The reality is that muscle memory is to where you're trained to where your body reacts instinctively and without conscious thought. And in multiple instances in the manga, Yujiro reacts in the space between that action between conscious thought and decision, basically functioning on a grappler baki version of what is known colloquially as ultra instinct. He reacts without thinking and simply feels the combat moving around him. So, that being said, let's talk about some of the other more ridiculous feats of Yujiro Hanma. Let's talk about how you mentioned Sub-Zero throwing men with one hand. Most of those people don't weigh very much, whereas Yujiro casually throws men who weigh upwards of 360 pounds with one hand. Not just throwing them over onto one side of the screen, through buildings, multiple buildings, through one wall and into the next in one instance of the manga. Oh, and when he got attacked by a sword, he grabbed it with two fingers and then snapped it. Again, like it was nothing. And then let's talk about something that makes him even more ridiculous. Like many people in anime and manga, Yujiro has what I call a super form, a coming for you form, where he basically sees you and wants to make a meal out of your bones. It's called the demon back. It's when he just kind of stretches his arms over his head and leans back in his shirt, rips off of his back, revealing the face of a demon. It's a Hanma characteristic. And when he does this, his abilities are doubled, if not triple. That means speed, strength, every feat that I've mentioned is only half or less of what he's actually capable of should he decide to get angered. For example, his father, Yuichiro Hanma, was using said demon back when he was on an island in Japan getting stomped by a nuclear warhead. He tanked it and walked out.
30 seconds remaining.
That was after he defeated all the military forces that were there. This is the kind of threat that we're talking about here. One is an assassin, the other is a force of nature. And the thing about a force of nature is you can always fight against it, but nature always wins. Yujiro usually can smell strong fighters. I don't think he'd smell anything off of Kuai Liang.
All right, and on that note, Ray, feel the burn. It is your turn. 3 minutes on the clock starting now.
Worry about feeling the burn. You know who did feel the burn many times? Sub-Zero, because he fights Scorpion all the time with that Hellfire ability that he can stand up to. Normally you think heat melts ice. Not necessarily the case. And this is where I think the case against Yujiro Hanma for Sub-Zero can be made. Because in the world of Grappler Baki, there aren't really characters walking around with superpowers, right? They have enhanced physical abilities, insane levels of durability, but you don't have, like, magical characters. And I think the fact that Sub-Zero, being one of only three cryomancers of his clan in Mortal Kombat, that I know of at least, I think this is what's going to make it a little bit different. He's used to fighting people a certain way, with martial arts, with strength, and with power, and with the speed. He's not used to fighting people who can use cryomancy, the power to decrease the thermal energy of a liquid, causing it to become frozen solid. He has a power called Absolute Zero, which means that he can create ice as cold as negative 500 degrees Fahrenheit. I guarantee that is not a thing that Yujiro has ever had to even consider before in his universe, right? He can also, flash freeze people whenever he needs to. It doesn't last forever, but once he does that, they are helpless to some of his later attacks. Look, he's frozen the ground directly underneath him and slid, allowing him to not only move a lot faster than he normally would, but to dodge effectively as well. This has allowed him to slip under missiles that have been fired to him or freeze the ground under his opponents to make them slip. Yujiro probably has pretty phenomenal balance, but if he doesn't know he's standing on ice, that might hinder his ability to make the moves he wants to make. Sub-Zero can also create weapons made of ice, blades, etc., what, axes and swords and that good stuff. And he can freeze both alive as well as inanimate items. And he doesn't have to be standing on you and touching you in order to do it. He can do it from a distance. He can do it to multiple targets at the same time. One time in a scene, he froze two guards' heads and then smashed them together, making that beautiful Jason X moment that I'll never forget, that I'll live with forever. He froze a guy's lower half to the ground and then ripped out his upper half. This is the guy who froze a house and then just shattered it with one shot. I don't know exactly how he could freeze and unfreeze people without immediately killing them, but that's what he does. I have to live in the reality of Mortal Kombat, right?
30
I don't have
seconds
to explain
remaining.
But he could also use his cryomancy to teleport around and make really sneaky hits. He could put up ice barriers for defense, coat himself in ice as an armor, flash freeze opponents who touch his clone. Oh yeah, by the way, he could make ice clones of himself that when punched, a thing Yujiro's not going to be ready for. And then once he does that, he freezes them for a certain period of time and they are helpless. And finally, he pulled the Beetlejuice. If Yujiro tries to grapple him, he can take those ice spikes coming out of his body and force Yujiro to back up.
All right, Dusty, you have 1 minute for your counterpoint. Don't freeze on this. Starting now.
Couple things. Number one, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the entirety of the stats equalized in Mortal Kombat? Otherwise, Shao Kahn, Raiden, all the other people who are elder gods that show up there would not be subject to the rules of mortality? Oh, yeah, that's right. So all these people that you say have these extraordinary feats are actually having their stats magically leveled so they stand a chance. It's not going to be the case here. Quite the accident, they show up with what he's got in his toolkit and not have anything else to go on. Furthermore, I love how you're talking all about his cryomancy abilities and how he can flash freeze and turn everything sub-zero. That's wonderful and fantastic. But remind me exactly when that accelerates faster than Mach 2. Wait, it never does. But bullets do. And Yujiro dodges those. Effortlessly.
Yeah, that was a really strong round between ice and speed and strength. Let's see where this goes in the third and final round when we come back from this break. All right, gentlemen, this is the last round. We will go through as normal, and Ray will get a final counterpoint. Dusty, you start us off with 3 minutes on the clock to make your final point, starting now.
All right. Now, we've talked a little bit about what Yujiro has done in terms of monstrous feats, some of the things that make him who he is, and the fact that he's got this super form that doubles, if not triples, all of these abilities. But now let's talk about some of the slightly more esoteric versions of these powers. And yes, they do basically qualify as powers because nobody else on the planet's got them. Now, it has been clearly stated multiple times in the manga that Yujiro has what's called fear manipulation. His biology is so condensed and so primed as an apex predator human being that he instills fear at a cellular level in all of his opponents. As soon as he walks into a room and begins to choose to use his aura, everyone within an 8,000-foot radius can feel him being there and are very unsettled at the fact that they are not running away as fast as they possibly can. In some cases, he's actually induced madness in people, including seasoned army veterans, and forced them to attack each other in front of a building that Yujiro just simply wanted to get into. This is all without going up against them or showing them any kind of antagonism. He just showed up and said, "You guys are getting out of my way now." And they did. In a very painful way. Now, let's also talk about one of my favorite feats. After a little tournament where he fought against the very best amongst Chinese Kung Fu, some of which were probably practitioners of Dragon Kung Fu, and won, he decided to just go off into a random direction and found himself in front of a giant elephant. Now, normally that's like, oh, well, a giant elephant, that's cool. It's an 8-ton monster, the biggest thing that's ever been on the planet, right? No, this is a monster elephant. This thing was 30 feet tall. And scaling upwards from that, it was easily 50 times as heavy. Yujiro grabbed the thing by its trunk and judo tossed it onto the ground, beat it down, killed it, and then ate it. It was probably still mostly alive when he did so.
30 seconds remaining.
I really don't see much more I need to say about Yujiro beyond that. Sub-Zero has nothing in his history or his repertoire that comes anywhere close. I mean, you can say that Shao Kahn is as strong as that thing, But no, I don't see any logical reason why he should win after that point. You've got a guy whose anger alone can vibrate an entire skyscraper from top to bottom that's over 100 feet tall versus a guy who gets punched by a guy named Tor on the shoulder of a bigger guy named Farah and screams. I'm pretty sure Sub-Zero loses this one, my guy.
All right, Ray, it is time for your final point for Sub-Zero. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
I love the confidence that you are bringing with this, as if it's not even possible for these characters to be even hurt. The fact that he instills fear on the characters of his own world. Sub-Zero has been to Outworld before. He has been to literal hell on Earth and seen some of the scariest people in the entire universe, and he was able to keep his poop together and keep fighting. Now, the thing about Yujiro Hanma that I want to make absolutely clear is that he is an absolute wrecking ball. He is an absolute monster. In his own universe, this is a classic case of a big fish inhabiting a small pond. The characters of his world just aren't nearly powerful enough like the characters in the Mortal Kombat world, who, you're right, some of them get scaled down, some of them get scaled up. They all have that blood magic that sort of evens everything out right there. Yujiro Hanma doesn't have to worry about that in his own world. He's just naturally more powerful. I would argue that that means, by nature, that the people in his world are less powerful overall than the ones in the Mortal Kombat universe, right? And that's exactly the point, is I think that if you took them both out of their worlds and put them in a neutral location, like this battle posits in front of us, is that Sub-Zero's base level will be higher because of the world that he comes from and the world that Yujiro comes from. Now look, Sub-Zero is a capable strategist. He's a capable leader. This is not a guy who's going to put his head down and run forward at the big strong guy and get suplexed into oblivion. He became the grandmaster of the Lin Kuei. He ended up making peace with Scorpion and figured out how to do that over the course of like 14 games or something like that. And he knows about technology and cybernetics, much more so than you would expect, because his entire clan got turned into cyborgs and he ended up having to fight cybernetic versions of all of the great champions around him that he trained with and lived with in some cases, like Smoke. And this is a guy, durability-wise, I say this one at the end because I loved it. He took a nut punch from Johnny Cage. He got his skull slammed up against Scorpion and then telekinetically flung out of a moving helicopter to the ground below, got up and walked away just fine. Also, the other fun Mortal Kombat feat, he ripped the metal plate for Kano's cybernetic eye implant, ripped it out of his head. Again, an impressive strength feat to do with basically just your fingers. Yujiro Hanma maybe would be able to do that as well, but this is my point, is that base strength is pretty much equal between these two at the worst for Sub-Zero.
30 Look, seconds
he
remaining.
He also has an animality. I'm running out of time. He becomes a polar bear when he wants to and, like, eats people. That's fantastic. He also has access to a dragon medallion, which can up his powers much like the tattoo from Yujiro. And I'm nearly out of time. I'm not going to get to all of it. He was once a cyber ninja himself. Cyber Sub-Zero has defeated Sektor, one-shot Kano, defeated Kintaro and Goro at the same time, beat Ermac again, and then defeated his resurrected brother, Noob Saibot. I'm done.
All right.
This
that's a lot.
This is stressful, Sam-proof.
It is. I can see it in your shirt. Dusty, you have 1 minute to counterpoint, starting now.
You want to talk about strength in your fingers and be able to pluck cybernetic plates off of people? In a fight against a double Orochi, he decided to just start picking away pieces of his flesh between two fingers. In the midst of combat, double Orochi threw a punch and had a chunk out of his forearm gone. Just casually, again, faster than the eye can see. Kuai Liang doesn't have the chops to be able to pull that off. And you want to talk about falling from high heights? 200-foot skyscraper, Yujiro dropped from the top of it down to the ground, unfazed. Landed it like it was nothing. You don't have a leg to stand on. And as far as equal strength, please. You got a guy who punches things and they kind of get dented versus a guy that punches through things. There's a league of difference between the two.
All right, to wrap everything up, Ray gets his final thoughts as he did not have counterpoints throughout. So, Ray, when you're ready... get going.
love the passion. I love the intensity. I love the knowledge base that Dusty is bringing. You can tell that this is somebody who has a very popular battle channel because he knows all the right moves. He knows all the right things to say. And I wish that it was enough for him to win this battle. But sadly, it is not. Not even a little bit. Because at the end of the day, I think we've established, right, Yujiro Hanma can, like, grab the trunk of a giant mastodon, flip it over, and then roast it and eat it. Meanwhile, Sub-Zero can freeze an entire house and one-shot punch it to the ground. I see those feats as at least similar, if not the Sub-Zero feat being so much better. Although he didn't eat the house afterwards. I do have to knock down one point for that exactly right there. And I am a big fan of Yujiro Hanma. I love the way he carries himself. I love his fighting style. Unless I'm mistaken, didn't he like kick the baby of Muhammad Ali or something like that in one of the mangas? He did something really terrible to the kid of somebody very, very famous. I do remember that. Yeah, he smacked him. That's what it was. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here, if there even is one, is that I believe personally that what we have brought to the table shows very similar physicality between Yujiro Hanma and Sub-Zero, especially when you consider the blood magic. But then what sets Sub-Zero apart is his cryomancy, is his ability to do things that Yujiro just can't be ready for. And if he gets in close, Yujiro's going to come in and try to strike, try to grapple. He's a grappler at the end of the day. And if he tries to get in close on Sub-Zero, the clone attack will freeze him. The touch attack will freeze him. The spikes coming out of his body will impale him. I think at the end of the day, while Yujiro is a monster, and he's going to take a lot of punishment, this battle will last a long time. But I think Sub-Zero has what it takes to, at the very least, incapacitate.
All right, gentlemen, we heard feats of amazing strength, speed, endurance, and of course, ice spikes. As Ray said, this battle will last a long time, and I think that is an understatement for sure. And while hurling a poor defenseless giant elephant sounds impressive, I think that's not the act that wins this battle. However, dodging bullets, grabbing lightning, and stopping earthquakes might be. So I think, folks, I am going to have to side with Yujiro Hanma and Dusty. As they say, I've got your demon back. That's a first.
Wow.
Sorry, Ray. Sorry.
That's a first.
This was insanely close. And if anyone else had repped this character, I think Sub-Zero would have won. I am scared for
that
my life,
true.
Though.
Well, Dusty, congratulations. You are the first person to come on and receive a Sam victory, one that I'll have to speak to Sam about after we're done today. I am hugely disappointed. I feel like my points landed. I feel like my points were genuine, true, and
I think you made
easy
amazing
to
points.
Understand for a judge. I am hugely disappointed, but...
Well, you know what?
These
I am
battles
not
are getting
the judge.
Tougher. These battles are yeah. getting tougher.
And I am not the de facto judge. It is up to our viewing audience to go
that's
to our
true.
Patreon at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and make their votes heard in the official poll. I am just one voice in this, so feel free to disagree.
Look, I've been nervous about a few of these battles we've done in the last few. This one I was also nervous about, both before, yeah. during, and after the match was over. Sam has decided that he feels that Dusty got the win with Yujiro today. Go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. I'm very curious to see if the people agree with me or they think I've finally been put down on my own show. Dusty, how are you feeling in this moment?
I feel good. I feel exultant. I feel triumphant. I feel a little like Yujiro myself.
All right, Dusty, thank you so much for joining us. Let the people know where they can find you.
All right, folks, you can find me at Dusty Roberts on TikTok, also on YouTube, Instagram, and on Facebook. On each of those places, I accept versus battle matches and suggestions for content. Feel free to like, subscribe, follow, or any of those fun things in any of the places that you find me there. And if you would like to contribute, donate, or anything else, likewise, there are links in my bio on TikTok. And we are looking forward to new content coming out every week. So please stay tuned.
Nice. All right, Ray, any last words on your crushing defeat here?
I don't have a ton to add to what we've said right now. I feel like I made my case very well, but I also think Dusty made his case very, very well. This is what happens when we get a professional on the show. I have to fight for my life tooth and nail every second of the day. And here's the deal, people. I welcome that. I am tired of knocking over tomato cans week after week after week. I offered the open challenge to absolutely everyone. Dusty stepped up. Said, I would like to be a part of this. And you know what? maybe I should knock over a few more tomato cans. I don't know exactly. But what I do know is this was a heck of a battle. Dusty's a heck of a competitor. And I wish I could disrespect him right now, but he might hurt me. So I will not do that. Instead, I will say, well played. We'll see what the people have to say.
Right on. All right. Thank you all for listening. And absolutely, please make your voices heard on our social media and Patreon. You can keep the debate going at Who Would Win Show on our Facebook and Threads, as well as patreon.com/Who Would Win Show. Tune in next week as Ray goes over your votes with me, and we will see who the people have voted for. And if you think you've got what it takes.
Dusty has one more thing to say, Sam.
I do have one more thing to say. I would like to just make one brief closing statement. First of all, say this was an incredibly enjoyable process. And Ray, I have to admit, you brought the energy and the vibe and the love for this fandom that we mutually share. And that's what makes these debates so enjoyable. Because at the end of the day, as much as we get heated and temperamental and even a little bit antagonistic over these points, it's that mutual love that brings us together and keeps this discussion going, which ultimately is why we're here. I mean, yes, you lost horribly, but it's okay because at the end of the day, we both know that we love this stuff, and I really appreciate you having me on. So thank you again for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Awesome. This guy gets it. And I will say now, Dusty, much like Apollo Creed, I would like a rematch. Did he say it? Did Rocky say it? He said there'd be no rematch, but I want one anyway.
Nice. All right. If you think you've got what it takes to be a part of the Who Would Win Masters show and want to send your guest debate video in, record a 1-minute demo of yourself and send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com, and maybe you'll take over the challenger's chair in a future episode. For Who Would Win Masters, this is Sam Proof. Stay strong.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Sup everyone, Brian here, host of the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. It's a trivia-style podcast focusing on TV and movies. Listen in for questions like, what's the name of Michael Scott's screenplay? What do you say to view the Marauder's map? What are Tony Stark's last words to Thanos in Avengers Endgame? And where does Ron Burgundy say he is when he calls the news station sobbing from a phone booth? I've covered The Office, Harry Potter, Marvel, Will Ferrell movies, Lord of the Rings, and more, with even more on the way. So play along to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast anywhere you get podcasts, and stay tuned for more trivia.
Do you want to wow party guests with your expansive knowledge of folklore and weird historical tales? Or maybe scare your friends with some good old-fashioned ghost stories? If so, you're in the right place.
Welcome, everybody, to your new favorite spooky podcast, Live, Laugh, Lore. I'm Caroline, and this is my partner in crime in all things creepy, Emily. Together, we're your guides through the world of the weird, the wacky, and the downright terrifying.
Each week, we'll take you on a wild ride through haunted houses, ancient myths, and urban legends that'll make your skin crawl.
Plus, we add our own unhinged commentary to keep you laughing through each spine-tingling tale. So, whether you're a skeptic or a believer, tune in to Live, Laugh, Lore every Thursday for a podcast that's as chilling as it is hilarious.
Because who says you can't giggle at a ghost or chuckle at a chupacabra? So go ahead and subscribe and give us a listen today wherever you get your podcasts. You won't want to miss a single episode.
Grab a drink, get cozy, and let's get spooky. Bye. Bye.